We are back live from the South Dakota State Fair with a special edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beetle County State's Attorney Mike Moore and special guest, Attorney General Marty Jackley, and Lieutenant Lauren McManus from the Sioux Falls Police Department. And Mike, do you finally have a winner here? Now, one of the things that we've noticed here in the live shows that we've done from the South Dakota State Fair is people occasionally think this is an information booth. And we were here for the Red Power Roundup a couple of years ago, and somebody came up. Mike and I were in the middle of talking. And by the way, we're stalling here because Mike is talking with a fairgoer at the moment and giving away another T-shirt. They walked up and asked us where the or what time the parade was at.
Nice. So here's what we look at those, Zach. You know, I think I would much rather have people walk up and think this is an information booth as opposed to a petting zoo, because that would be an entirely different thing that we would have to deal with, and I don't want to...
Yeah, that would not be well.
That wouldn't be good.
And yeah, and we announced we gave the two T-shirts away. We had two people come up.
You only had two, so the bag is empty?
The bag is empty. We gave the two T-shirts away. They came up with the legal limit. The one lady came up and gave us an 01. That's a little bit... low, but right. She then corrected herself to 08.
Well, I thought you, like, called somebody over, like, please, would you come do this, so it sounds like people listened to the program.
I actually, yeah, people had listened to the show, yeah.
Well, they did. They heard that on the radio.
They heard it on the radio, came here.
We are located, by the way, if you'd like to come by and say hi, right in front of the Arts and Education building here on the fairgrounds across the street from the Expo building, so come on by, and if you have a question, too, we'd be more than happy to take your question as well. Mike?
Yeah, and I was just thinking that this is Marty's second show, you know, so he's kind of a repeat customer, and we should do something like they do with Air Force One. When the president gets on an airplane, they call it becomes Air Force One. So when Marty's on the show, we should call it the Marty Jackley Show. What do you think? Should we get some shirts?
Well, it's you want to buy more shirts, you can buy more shirts, but I'm still surprised that he put your shirt on.
I do find it rather interesting, though, that Attorney General Jackley has been here twice.
Right.
And this is my first time, and I got a T-shirt right out of the chute, and he had a second time to get a T-shirt. Is there anything with that, or am I just looking at it from a different perspective?
Yeah, there's nothing with that, I guess.
I'll chalk it up to coincidence.
Although they did try to put a medium T-shirt on me, which wasn't going to work.
Yeah. It's all just timing. It's timing.
Yeah.
I would have been wearing a large T-shirt except for the fair this week, and now I'm extra large, but next week I'll go back to the large.
Nice.
Very nice. Mike, I know you wanted to expand on a little bit. We were talking earlier about some of the ballot measures. I know you wanted to expand on that.
Let's talk about a little bit the decriminalization is what I think they're calling it, of the marijuana. You know, there's some states that have done it, Oregon, Colorado, Washington, Alaska, I think. Washington, D.C. tried to do it, but I think Congress is standing in the way of that. Just both of you, why don't you just give us your impressions of what problems, what you may see that cause in our state, and what you've seen in other states?
Well, I think I'll start, Mike, just because I'm not terribly familiar with what they're proposing, but I assume it's going to be similar to the other states. But my perspective is a little bit different because in my position right now within the Sioux Falls Police Department, I kind of oversee our training division, and that also includes, obviously, new hires. So one of the things that we've had to look at is applicants who are coming from, say, Colorado, where it's legal to smoke marijuana, in some respects, and so maybe they've had that experience there, and now they're coming to South Dakota to apply for a job, and one of our questions during the background is, you know, have you used illegal drugs in the past, etc. So we kind of walk that fine line. They come from there where it's legal, it's not legal here, you know, how do we address that? That's kind of my perspective. So.
You know, when you look at, and of course, there's two ballot initiatives. One is called medical marijuana, it's about 90 sections. The other is a form of decriminalization of marijuana. There are a couple of concerns that I have as Attorney General when you're looking overall at marijuana. And one is on the public safety and health side of it. You know, the states that have experimented with this have had significant both health and law enforcement issues. Obviously, I talk quite frequently with the AGs. We have a marijuana committee of attorneys general that Colorado is the current chair of. So I'm concerned about some of those risks. The other concern is with the actual language of the ballot initiative. In South Dakota, of course, we have different criminal levels based upon the weight of the marijuana. In other words, we would call a 2 ounce state that if it's 2 ounces or less, we treat it differently. When you look at the decriminalization measure, it's a 1 ounce measure, and so it creates some confusion of 1 ounce versus 2 ounces. So in addition to the public health and safety issues, I think there's also a language concern. It doesn't fit well with the current South Dakota marijuana statutory scheme.
And I assume that as president of NAE, we meet quarterly, or we're supposed to meet so often with the Department of Justice. I think we're going to do that in October. I don't know if you're going or not. But what are the feds doing on that? I mean, what are the feds? I mean, it's illegal under federal law, but yet it's legal in these states, and they're violating federal law. And the feds have kind of said, you know, we're not going to mess with that. But do you see that changing?
You know, I think obviously there's a presidential election coming on, and irrespective of who were to win that election, there will likely be a new Attorney General of the United States. And so it really will rest, I think, in large part of who the next U.S. Attorney General is. I know that the state Attorney General community has put a considerable amount of pressure on Washington to enforce federal law when it comes to marijuana, especially recently in the Indian country, obviously in Flanders, South Dakota, we're looking at it, so it's affecting us here. I don't see the federal government making any changes of their current policy until the next U.S. Attorney General. And then whether Republican or Democrat, whoever it is, will have that opportunity to make a change.
And you alluded to this earlier, the problems that you see in Colorado. Some of the things I've seen is, you know, ER admissions are way up, hospital admissions are way up, all these things cost money. Deaths related to that, their truancy rate in schools are way up, suicide rates are up, all attributed to marijuana. Do you think that word is getting out to the general population about what the problems are with this drug?
You know, I think it's getting more and more so. I think I think people are finding out that the Colorado experiment hasn't necessarily worked as well as it should have, and that a lot of those tax revenues that they had talked about are going to other services that you talk about, dealing with schools, truancy, dealing with the health care issue, and other matters.
The beauty of live radio.
Yeah, we have a question here.
It's a page, but they aren't going to be able to work. So, I have a question for you, Marty, as long as we're taking care of the guy that's getting paged here. And again, I'm a little behind the curve on this, but have there been any stats about Colorado as far as when this thing passed, they see this huge, like, increase in usage, and then they kind of pull back because people were maybe experimenting and thought, okay, no big deal, I'm not going to do it. Any idea how that's...
The statistics, especially out of Colorado, are really all over the place, and part of that is there's just a tremendous amount of disagreement on the medical side as well as the recreational side. Right now, Colorado is in the middle of litigation. Nebraska and Oklahoma have sued Colorado. Some of those stats that you're talking about are part of that litigation, but again, there's a big gap between what the different parties are saying, and so it's really hard to tell. At this point, Colorado talks about being able to identify where each and every plant is for purposes of regulation and tax. We're finding out in relation to Flandreau and other places that simply is not accurate or true. They don't know where their plants are at, and so I think it's hard to come up with some of those statistics.
Yeah, and you just talk about live radio that a little kid just came over. He had lost his parents, so my wife is now helping him find his mother. So that's why he came over. So it's good that we're doing the show. We can
absolutely
help out. The Mike Moore Show is helping out.
Helping everybody.
He seemed quite upset, but I think my wife is calling his mom on his cell phone now. So we should reunite that family.
You are a miracle worker, Mike.
It's good that we can help. So just to change the subject from marijuana and let's talk about something that really matters, you know. So, but I think all that is interesting, and you know, and some counties in Colorado have actually went against the state and said, you know, we're not going to have it in our county. There's a few, and I think there's more and more going that way. And I hope to see that trend go that way after what they've learned, that they start going the other way, and you see some states going back to making it illegal, and you know, and they talk about the punishment, and I think we can talk about that, but I don't think the answer is just making it legal to everybody. How many arrests in Sioux Falls do you make for marijuana-related incidents a year?
Boy, without having the stats in front of me, Mike, I'd have to venture a guess. I'd say average 2 to 3 a day, probably, with some type of a possession charge.
Yeah, and we have over 100 a year in Beadle County, so, you know, and it really scares me now having a middle school daughter, 12-year-old, juveniles, I see every juvenile that gets charged with a drug-related offense, I bring them into my office first. We can talk about juvenile justice bill maybe in a little bit. That'll be an interesting conversation. But I bring them in my office and I offer them a diversion program, but, you know, it scares me, some of the information you're getting. They tell me, that it's easier to get marijuana than it is alcohol. You know, that they can get marijuana pretty much any day they wanted to at the high school. And I think the high school is doing everything they can to stop that from happening, but it's just still so readily available, that, you know, you want your kids to make the right choices, but you also want to do what you can to put your kids in the best situation that they don't get faced with that and have to face tough choices.
Right. I think that, you know, those jurisdictions that are lucky enough to have school resource officers that are able to be in those schools on a consistent basis, I think you're seeing some benefit from that. But you're right, though. The access to it is it's not hard to get at all.
Right. And it shouldn't be. You know, in movies lately, it's been glamorized as something that everybody does. And I just think that's far from the truth. There's a lot of people that go through, don't do it. It's not, you know, you can have fun without using marijuana.
You're listening to a special edition of the Mike Moore Show. We are live from the South Dakota State Fair. We have Attorney General Marty Jackley and Lieutenant Lauren McManus from the Sioux Falls Police Department as our special guest. We are in front of the Arts and Education Building here in the fairgrounds and doing the show live as we do normally monthly, the final Saturday in the month, but we're doing the first Saturday. And we will have our regular show there on the last Saturday of the month, but you just had to do a show from the fair.
We had to do it from the fair.
We're doing a show live from the South Dakota State Fair. Stop on by and say hi. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.